this is a dessert, something that you might make in a deep dish with either apple slices or peach slices and have a nice thick crust to it.
Cobbler?
Mm-hmm. What kind of cobbler can you have?
Peach cobbler, pear cobbler, apple cobbler, blueberry cobbler, I guess if you wanted some blackberry cobbler. Yeah. Yes, blackberry cobbler, of course. Any
apple. You make that often?
I haven't made it recently, but I get on Jags with my cook. You know, I gorge them on it, and then I lay off one.
Right. What about this expression? Say if somebody has a really good appetite, you might say, well, old so-and-so likes to put away his
vittles, yeah. I guess you were wanting me to say.
Right, okay.
Eats like a hog.
All right. What about, say, if you have a pudding, some kind of sweet liquid that you might pour over it, maybe milk or cream mixed with sugar or nutmeg, something like that. Would you ever have something like that? What would you call it? Or maybe something that you would pour over gingerbread.
A sauce, you mean?
Mm-hmm, sure. Would you ever call something like that, that's sweet, a dip or a dressing?
I would call it a dressing. I don't know that I'd ever call it a dip.
But a dressing could be something sweet like that?
I guess so.
Okay. What about this expression? Say if you're eating something between meals, you're having a...
A snack.
Mm-hmm. All right. And this word you say when you get up at 7 o'clock in the morning and you breakfast.
You fix breakfast, you
or
mean?
Or you just
eat breakfast.
Right. Yesterday you...
You ate it yesterday.
Right, and you have...
Eaten it many times.
What about talking about preparing coffee? You would say that you're going to some coffee.
I usually say I'm going to make a pot of coffee.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You ever heard any other term for that?
Perk a pot of coffee? Brew a pot of coffee?
People ever say steep?
Steeping tea, but I've never steeped any coffee.
Okay. What about if it's a hot day and you want to get something to drink, you might just go to the kitchen and pour yourself a
glass of water, you mean?
All right. And if the glass slips out of your hands, it might on the floor.
Fall to the floor.
And
break.
Okay. If it happened yesterday, you'd say yesterday it...
It broke.
It's done that several times. It has.
Broken.
Okay. Talking about a person who is very thirsty, you might ask him, well, just exactly how much do you
drink?
And he says, well, yesterday I
drank.
And I've
drunk.
Okay. Say if you have company over for a meal and they're just all standing around the table and you don't want them to keep standing, you might say, well, y'all go ahead and
sit down, have a seat.
Right. And so they went ahead and
sat down.
And they have every time.
They have sat.
Right, okay. Say if they're just sitting there and you don't want them to wait until something's passed to them, you say go ahead and
help yourself. Mm-hmm. Or serve yourself.
What if you were visiting some people that you weren't intimate friends with, and let's say somebody passed you something that, you know, there's just no way in the world you were going to eat any of that. What would you probably say as it came down to you?
I don't believe I'll have any right now. Thank you. Pass it on.
What if you were among friends and family? Would you say anything different?
Probably. You know, good will I don't eat it.
Right. Okay.
Fortunately, there are not many foods that I don't eat. I really don't know.
Okay.
I wouldn't care for any.
Okay. So you said a minute ago you would tell them to go ahead and help themselves, so you might say they went ahead and
helped. I think I would probably say served.